Larry, how are you? Long time no talk to.
Tony, how are you doing today? It's a great day to be alive.
Oh, it's good to hear that voice. Are you back in baseball yet?
You know what? I've been in Grand Rapids working with a bunch of kids, which is a lot of fun, and doing some radio and TV stuff. But working with these kids has been a blast. It's been a lot of fun.
And, of course, you have a son who is trying to make his way towards the major leagues, don't you?
He's getting there. He's in Lakeland with the Flying Tigers, they call them, down in Lakeland, Florida. And he's in his second year now. So he's having a blast and doing a good job. He's pitching tonight, as a matter of fact. So I will be sitting by the computer watching what he's doing.
And he's got Michigan State ties, doesn't he?
Yeah, he played at Michigan State for 4 years, got his degree from there, which I'm very proud of, and had a great season, great career there.
All right, Larry, Detroit Tigers at the All-Star break were 10 games above 500. They were healthy. They were happy. They were playing very well. And then after the All-Star break, they lost that vibe that they had going in. They've lost games. They've had a rash of injuries, including to Maglio Ordóñez and Carlos Guillen. They're fighting in the clubhouse now. There was a scuffle between pitcher Armando Galarraga and catcher Alex Avila. What is going on?
Well, that stuff goes on all the time. You know, I remember one time when I was with the Oakland A's and had a little scuffle like that in the dugout with a guy named Mike Heath, who also played for the Tigers. And he said, "What the heck were you doing throwing that pitch there?" And I said, "I just gave up a grand slam. Do you think I wanted to hang that slider?" You know, that's nonsense. It's stuff that happens during the course of the game. But because of the media age that we are in, that you are a part of, Tony, you know, it all gets blown up.
Thanks for the shot there, Larry. But, you know, there was a story about Fox Sports Detroit because they did not show that altercation and announcers did not talk about that, Mario Impemba and Rod Allen. Well, that's not right.
Well, you have to show it, and it should have been done. I think it should have been shown and said, "Hey, look, this is what happened." But on the other hand, let's not over-evaluate and let's not draw things into it that shouldn't be there. It happens. In my particular situation, I gave up a grand slam to Lance Parrish, and I came into the dugout, and Mike Heath said, "You know, that was a terrible pitch." And I said, "Do you think I was trying to give up a grand slam?"
Well, when we talk about the Tigers, they're now 11 games back of first place Minnesota. They're 7 games behind Chicago. Do they have a chance? The journalist in me says the Tigers are done, and actually I thought that they were done about 2 weeks ago. The hopeful fan is dreaming that they can get back into this. Do they have time?
You know, the crazy thing is you think you're out of it, but the West Michigan Whitecaps were in last place. Now they're in the wild card playoff, and now they're ready to go. So you never, ever know. Somebody can lose 10 in a row. Somebody can win 10 in a row at the same time, and all of a sudden, bam, there you are.
Come
you
on,
just
Larry.
Never know.
The Tigers are not coming back from 11 games back. Come on.
You know, what happens if they go out and they beat the White Sox? How many games do they have left with the White Sox? How many games do they have left with the Twins?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you beat those guys, you get on a hot streak, and you never know.
Well,
nope, absolutely.
Well, we know the White
Sox. But as a player, you say, "We're going to go kick their butts, and we'll see what happens."
Well, we know the White Sox are capable because they've won a World Series recently. They've got a pretty good team. Now, with Minnesota, that's a different story. Nice team, even though Morneau has been out because of injury. But they've got a nice team, and they're hot. But the thought process is with them, and they've proven this, is that once they get into the postseason, they can't get it done. Do you think the Twins have enough to get over the hump and win a series or two once they get to the postseason?
See, I'm backwards with you on this because I like the Twins more than I like the White Sox. but because I love Gardy, he's to me one of the best managers in the game today, and I think that he always carries his team through. I don't think that either one of those teams has the talent to make it to the World Series. And if the Tigers get by those guys, I don't think they have the talent to make it to the World Series.
All right, Larry. Well, when all is said and done, who are going to be the two teams fighting for the World Series, in your opinion?
Well, let's just have fun and get through the whole process and battle it out. And we'll see what happens from there.
All right, Larry. As always, thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony.